podcast hosted by Nikki Dare is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration, integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
Good to see you here again. Selamat pagi. Buenos dias. Good morning. Sabah al khair. Bonjour. Nikki Dare here, guys. Great to be here in the presence of your day and morning or evening. And thank you again for listening to this Leadership 365 podcast session with me. Great episode here that I'm going about to share. As you may already know me as an international management consultant, leadership team and relationship building in corporate environment, in the past 3 decades, I know the critical importance of networking. It's how you connect and present yourself with people, professionals, industry experts, leaders, business leaders, and many others in different levels. I can name a few, actually, way back when, these networking spaces or clubs, rather, on an international level, if you remember, and you can probably like predict or kind of estimate the years. Years ago, Lions Club, Mercantile, Rotary Club, International Rotary Club, I believe is still around. But yeah, those are the top three that I have been member with since back in the 80s. But yeah, before I forget, there are a few exciting things on the pipeline here on the horizon, which my team and I have been really working diligently in the background as a result to the global disruption. We all had to transition, as you already know, and make that rapid pivot. And many from our community had asked us to, you know, create this visual space where, you know, all of us can still engage, learn, network, and stay connected collectively, right? Can learn and share, basically. So we created this business media platforms for both in a personal level and also in a business, you know, level, professional level. One, my personal, you know, instead of NikkiDare.com, I pretty much transitioned already to NikkiDare.club. Not officially yet, but NikkiDare.club. Again, that was Nikki Dare, my first and last name, .club. Again, that is NikkiDare.club. Not officially launched yet, but we plan on this coming fall 2022. Is it already an official fall, Nikki? Yeah, but I think we're talking about either October, early November kind of thing. So we do have few days to kind of like, you know, wrap it all up and put it in a bow and then launch it, right? But you can certainly visit that site. It's already live, but not officially launched yet. I don't know what that means. I have to ask my team, you know, what does that mean, officially launched? As well as the other business media platform that's going to be huge, I hope it's going to be more synchronized and more well connected with other organizations that I'm, you know, still talking, discussing with. It's called Leadership365.club. Leadership365.club. You know, we're still trying to finish the here and there touches until we are officially launched as well. And that one, I'm hoping by the end of this year. It is home for leaders, business leaders, industry leaders, community leaders, thought leaders, just myself, CEOs, entrepreneurs. It's our roadmap to sustainability. Again, that was the website that you certainly can visit right now. It's up already. It's just that we want to be sure that you guys get on our wait list. That's why we have it up right there. Leadership365.club. Our roadmap to sustainability. I'm super, super excited to get this moving forward with authenticity. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, authenticity. Please, however, do visit those two sites I just mentioned and get on our wait list on each of those websites. Again, that was Leadership I'm sorry, that was NikkiDare.club, NikkiDare.club, as well as Leadership365.club. I'm going to try to, I'm sure it's going to be on the bio description on this podcast session. So again, NikkiDare.club, Leadership365.club. I'd like to share with some of you my personal strategies and insights on this topic that we're going to present and share with you. This morning on this podcast of being authentic and all about it, really, how it is a propulsion to your success, very self-talk, as well as some great benefits of being your authentic self, right? Many of you perhaps already know, and the last thing I want to touch on this very topic is probably just living an your own rules, right? Living life in abundance in your own terms. I mean, I saw this in some posts on social media, you know, more so now today's world, right? When everybody, nobody wants to go back to work. And then we have that kind of struggle right now in the social, you know, social issues right now in the business world where, you know, people are just being so used to, in this, you know, living life in moderation, not in moderation, like, what do you call that? Like a balancing life, you know? And then I'm not really kind of like in agreement with that, because there's no such thing. I think it's either you really own it or you don't, right? Living in your own terms, basically, way more than a lifestyle. That's what I said, right? So yeah, I'm not going to go into deep about, you know, what's going on currently, but I am going to go share my thoughts and my personal strategies and insights on this topic of being authentic and all about it, right? And then, you know, some of the great benefits of being yourself, authentic self, which is very self-talk right now and just speaking my mind right now, right? So there, I hope the episode session today can convey bright inspiration to you or for you and your loved ones today and tomorrow. Just, you know, do me a big favor. Please be sure to always share this episode or any of my past broadcasts to those in your network, your friends, your boss, yes, your boss, colleagues, business partners, whoever can certainly use this inspiration. Please, you know, share any episodes that you hear that, you know, can convey bright inspiration, not just for you, but for others around you that you think that might need this sort of reminder. Okay, let's start with this baseline. I always love to start with the baseline because I'm all about that. Back to basic, Nikki. Ways to talk to strangers comfortably. How many of you get caught in that kind of situation, you know, when you're like standing? Oh, you know what? Perfect example. Elevator. Right, elevator. I love the elevator. I think I should probably do a podcast on elevator talk or something. Or car wash. I love the car wash too, but there's nobody around me. But, you know, more so in the elevator. Ways to talk to strangers comfortably. We spent our childhoods being told to never speak to strangers, right? Our mothers say that. My late father always said that. Don't talk to strangers. My mom still do the same thing today. I'm 50-something. But then discover as we grow up, we need to do just that. And repeatedly. You know, I say this out of my mind because I see my son, you know, who doesn't have any barrier when we're, you know, we're traveling, especially, right? We're traveling anywhere, like in a flight, in plane, in different culture, in different you know, unfamiliar places, let's say, you know, different countries, I should say, and different culture, different, like, we have a language barrier, let's say, you know, we go to, like, he just spent to South Korea, we just spent to Bali, for example, right? And we just spent to Cabo, for example, or, you know, Spain, right? Or even France. Yes. You know, I mean, all of this, not yet Greece, but we're heading that way, I think, hopefully soon. You know, all of these things are, yeah, we have some excuses, of course, not to go there yet, but you know, it's on our bucket list. But yeah, I mean, my point is this, that how many of you have this, like, don't, you know, you're being conditioned not to talk to strangers, but then, you know, I'm saying now, you just need to do that, and then more repeatedly. I never told my son, don't talk to strangers. Well, I do, but to a certain limit, obviously, right? And then, but he doesn't really, like, follow the rule, if he feels like he was going to talk to some people, strangers that he hasn't met, he does that very well. And I saw the way that he's being authentic. I saw the way that he, bring the best out of himself, because he's not shy, you know. I mean, you know, to the limit where you do not talk your brains out, basically, right? To people like, okay, who are you? What are you doing? You know? But people love the conversation. People love the engagement. That's what I'm trying to say. Some strangers are more comfortable to talk to. If you go to like shop clerks, servers, and restaurants, I mean, they love, they're so friendly, right? And yes, those friendly baristas. Oh my God, the baristas at Starbucks or your favorite coffee shops. And they're the friendliest humans. Oh my gosh. Even drive-through, not just at the store, in-store, but also drive-through. They always ask you, like, what are you doing today? What are your plans today? So, you know, it's just like conversational, like humans to human. You know, we don't have that. We don't have that anymore, especially now in the last over two years being a global disruption. Everything's changed, right? I just want to encourage all of you to bring out the best in yourself and being authentic of yourself. So it's self-talk, really. Others, though, are often more complicated, right? Such as the strangers that you meet in social situations. We experience this to a certain degree. Maybe some that are on social media and spend, you know, that's your primary residence now in social media. Many, many, many of you are such as the strangers you meet in social media platforms, right? These are the people who have the potential of being your future friends and co-workers. You never know, you know, a professional platform, right? These are the strangers who matter, who have the same alignment with your vision and mission, right? To some, meeting this type of stranger can be quite intimidating. I get it, because we've been conditioned, and then more so in the last over 2 years, we've been conditioned to be isolated. You know, all of us have gone through the same thing, right? All of us have gone through the same thing. Some countries are not, perhaps, right? Like my cousin lives in Italy, and then she told me that, no, while we were all still in lockdown in 2020, I remember when I was podcasting with her, she said, yeah, the schools are, you know, public places are open. Oh, no, not here. That was in Italy. In some parts in Italy, she said, but here in the U.S., we just started our lockdown, and we went on to our 3 months, fourth month, fifth month, and it's like, you know, we were like estimating, like, when is this going to happen, like, you know, open up again. It never did that year. We were estimating, like, predicted, like, oh, going to be October, November, December, so we plan out our business events back on the calendar again, but it never happened. So, But these kind of things I want to bring forth to you guys to bring your attention. It's okay. I mean, it's common. But then we have to be mindful and really look at and pay attention. It's like, you know, are these the future friends and coworkers that potentially to be in our social, you know, in the social media platform, basically, or social situations, right? Whether face-to-face, which is like unlikely, or in the virtual spaces. So how do you get past this initial trepidation, right? And talk to even strangers comfortably? Here are some strategies that I think it may work. Try it out. And this is something that, you know, perhaps grab a pen and a paper, you know, or if you're listening, you're stuck in traffic, or you're like in between traveling spaces and all of that, that's okay. But you can always like replay this back, right? Throw yourself into the deep end. If you always have somebody to fall back on, you're never going to truly take the plunge, right? I mean, this is just rule of thumb 101. Go to the new places alone, so you're not tempted to stick with who you already know. I do this exercise, you know, before, and I it seems to work, right? You're not tempted to stick with who you already know. So go somewhere that is not your routine, for example, and then make the first move. If you're going to wait around hoping to be noticed, you might have a very long wait. This applies also to be on a presence on social media. And I'm working on it too, guys. Again, this is self-talk. And that's why I want to open up this episode, sharing it with you and being authentic. And then some of the great ways, great benefits of being authentic in yourself, right? So if you're going to wait around to, you know, like, I'm going to be noticed, I'm going to be doing, no, might as well don't. Be bold. Start the conversation, right? Get up and join the fun rather than waiting to be invited. It is so true. Get up and join a commune together. And that's what community is all about, right? Learn the give and take of the conversation. God, how many of you, How many of you, you roll your eyes and you just sit there, especially in social audio app? I mean, I'm being truthful right now. I'm a listener. I'm a great listener. You know, I'll wait until the end. If it has to be the end, I'll wait not to grab that microphone. Everybody just love to talk these days. So that's why I open up my own podcast, because I'll have to talk myself. But is it of value? Is it of value? Is it of significance? Is it something that, you know, everybody can benefit out of it, right? Not just rambling on and talk about yourself. But you know, are you one of those people that roll your eyes around in the background and say, God, when is she gonna, or when is he gonna stop talking? And it's like talking about themselves, or just, you know, over talking other people. It's so rude, guys. And you know, if you're listening to this, please pay attention, take notes. But yeah, there is another side of it. Ask questions. Ask the right questions as well. Well, there's no right or wrong questions, really. But just ask questions, guys. Get the ball rolling by discovering new facts about the people that you meet, right? But also, be prepared to talk about yourself, but not excessively, okay? That's what I'm saying. Not, like, too much. I know when people say, you know, I am a Toastmaster, a certified this, certified speaker, but she would never, never, never stop talking. I mean, it's just like, when are you going to stop talking? This is not your room. Hand over the mic. But, you know, I'll let it be, because I've been in this space, networking space, for a long time. In fact, most of my life, perhaps, right? Over 3 decades, with different, you know, international cultures, walks of life, and being just in different ethnicity. So, you know, going back home and then, you know, seeing this and being a leader, woman leadership, with International Women Group for a decade, you know, with International Women's Group, you know, I've seen a lot of different, you know, personality, character styles, and things like that. So I can adapt and I can understand. But, you know, mind you, not everybody's going to resonate with you, right? I mean, if you love to talk excessively, you're going to burn some bridges there. So I just want you guys to pay attention. If you're listening, pay attention to limit yourself. It's okay. It's okay. You know, I love the bubbliness. I love the, you know, the spunkiness, the, what do you call that? The enthusiasm, you know, all of this, but is not too excessive, because everything, it has to be in moderation. You hear that one before. Good conversation should have an ebb and a flow. Like, you know, hey, it's, after all, if you have a conversation, it should be dual. It's not a monologue. It's a, you know, a dialogue, right? It's two people, like, you know, ebb and flow. Don't let it get too heavy in one direction, okay? It gets stuck, and you're going to make people lose interest in you. And that's so important. Even though that you said that you're a certified, you know, Toastmaster, certified speaker, but you know what? Maybe you should take a step back, or a couple steps back, and introspect that and say, you know, maybe I should kind of like moderation in the way that I want to give and take the conversation. So, okay, let's move on. Learn how to be friendly. Oh, we all can do this easily. It's after all, it's free. While, you know, you start the conversation, initiating the conversation, know when to back off before you become too aggressive. I love this. This is just like compounding to what I just said earlier, right? About learn the give and take in the conversation, you know, throughout the conversation. You know, back off when you become too aggressive. Not everyone is going to want to talk, like myself. If this is the case, let them go. There's plenty of other people to talk to. Move on to someone else. This is not the scenario that I'm, you know, kind of like, there are so different scenarios, obviously, right? Situation that you're in. But, you know, if it's going to be a forum, then, you know, you need to pass on that mic to the next person that wants to interact and then engage to that dialogue. It's not a monologue. You're going to hoard that mic to yourself and then claiming that you're a speaker and then you're this and that. And like, you know, don't be aggressive. That's all I can say. Be you. That's the next one that I want to share with you. Be you. There's nothing more compelling than someone who comes across as genuine. Being authentic is 100 times better than any role you could ever play. This is very, very self-talk to me too. I mean, it's a great reminder for us all. A lot of times, you know, we're stuck in our daily routines, and then, you know, we are asked to public speak, you know, whether in a virtual stage or whether it's an on-site corporation, you know, invited to be a speaker and things like that, which I'm, you know, very, very common. And back to this thing again, to the game again. This means that being you without pretense, right? Being you with the authenticity in you, be genuine, basically. If you're nervous, it's okay. It's very common. You know, I get this all the time, you know, with people, you know, when just my last speaker, for example, right? We have a global round table. It's like, oh, I can't talk. I can do this. Like, no, that's okay. Just be you. That's exactly what how I respond. You know, if you said, oh, no, you know, I'm a little bit rusty right now. No, that's okay. Everybody go through it. That's why the conversation is round table. That's why a conversation is flowing and natural. You know, I mean, yeah, we have questions, pre-questions, and then we share it with you guys, right, with the panel. But, you know, your response should be really, really natural. Be your authentic self. And, you know, he did super well. So you can even say something about it or make a joke into it, right? And I always tease myself too. Whenever like I get nervous, you know, the first time in a long time I haven't spoken. You know, we all gone through that before during pandemic, right? And then when you are a keynote speaker, when you're the main speaker, let's say, or you're the host, and then, you know, I think it's easy behind the camera because you can, you can basically practice it, right? I mean, more so you can practice it. Whether it is live or whether it is, I mean, the nervousness is real, right? So you get the butterfly a little bit, but you know, you can say something about it. Like, hey, you know, I'm a little bit rusty right now. And just, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to jump up and down, which I do, by the way. I jump up and down in my trampoline that I keep here. You know, I'm looking at it right now in my home office here. It's huge, but I don't know if you know, but you know, when you go to the big stage, let's say the real stage in the real world, you get like about, I don't know, 200,000 people watching you, and they go, okay, and then this morning we have Nikki Dare to present this topic, and then, you know, I come out with my heels. And before that, I take out my heels and I go jump up and down a little bit, jump up and down, just to remove all of those nerves off your body. It's really up in your head, but then it trickles down to the nerves in your body. So you just kind of shake it all off. And then, you know, sing a song, you know, put your headphones on, you know, with the music on, you know, before you have to appear in front of those 1,000 people, let's say. And then that's what I do. And that's what I've done before. It works. You'd be amazed at how many people can identify with this feeling. Because they all gone through themselves, right? Next one is know when and how to quit. If the conversation has died out or the interaction, the engagement isn't going well, know how to escape. Know how to plan B, plan C, Nikki. An I need comment is a big help. As in, excuse me, I need to use the restroom, or I need to talk to that person over there about something. Please excuse me. You know, sometimes in a situational, in a casual, like mix and mingle, you know, if you remember the Chamber of Commerce of the mixer, let's say situation, you know, environment, you know, you want to avoid all of this conversation that the guy kept talking with you. It doesn't mean anything. It's like, you know, oh, excuse me, this is a waste of time. Waster, time waster. And then you want to excuse yourself. Or just simply thank them for the interaction and move on. You're like, excuse me, sir. Thank you so much. A nice meeting you. Here's my card. Remember how we still exchange cards? And if anything I can help with you, yeah, you know this is how to reach me, blah blah blah, so on and so forth. You know, just simply thank them for the interaction. It was a pleasure talking with you about Bali, for example. It was a pleasure talking with you about Hawaii or something. Thank you for the conversation. I really enjoyed hearing your story, because he was talking all the time, right? 200 times. If you really like the person you're talking to, get their card or make plans to get together again before you go. And here's another personal tip that I learned throughout my networking career, networking years, is that I always put the date and the time, the date and where I met the event was. So it helps me to when I have a follow-up call. Remember those follow-up calls when we were networking, you know, one day or 2 days, within 24, 48 hours, the cutoff time would be like within 48 hours max, you got to call and follow up with these people that you want to do business with, right? I put a date behind their cards, business cards, and I put the event. And if you, let's say you know, the person, the individual I spoke with really stood out, or something that you both talked about that you're going to follow up, write it down. Because believe me, when you meet like 100 people at that event, you'll forget. I mean, you know, come with the age too, right? So here's a quote that I want to share with you. William Butler Yeats perhaps said it best. There are no strangers here. There are no strangers here. Only friends you haven't yet met. And that is so true, guys. With that thought in mind, wouldn't you say it's time to set forth and make some new friends? Yeah, I mean, you know, making friends is great. It really is. It's part of the networking power, power of networking. And, you know, I encourage you guys, if you're listening to this, you know, just carry yourself, being authentic and then being genuine. And more so, just, you know, I want to share with you in this conversation episode as well, you know, some of the great benefits of networking and being your authentic selves, right? But moving on, I want to insert more of this being authentic is a great propulsion to our success in life. There are ways being authentic spurs success. And I think there's half a dozen that I want to share with you today. Everyone wants to succeed. We know that. It's normal to want to achieve things in life and, you know, aiming for that, you know, life abundance, right? The question is, how do you want to go about it? You've got goals, yes. You know, get out and live. get out and live. That's goal, G-O-A-L. That's my acronym, by the way. Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. But what traits do you need to get where you want to go, right? You've got the goals. But what traits do you need to get where you want to go? You know, this is all about roadmap. This is an ability. This is about roadmap to success, guys. There are a lot of the standard answers, right? Common answers, such as having grit. You know, we have a lot of tons of confidence, creativity, you know, the spark, a lot of confidence, a lot of integrity, but without that word being toying around like back and forth. But have you considered how being authentic, right? Again, being authentic takes you into the new success of this modern world. Well, let's think about this for a minute, right? Simplified decision making, for example, being authentic means that you stay true to yourself, right? By extension, you remain true to your goals as well, right? You got to. I mean, you know, you already have the goals planned out, written out, you know, in your vision board, I hope, in your whiteboard, I hope, because that's what I've done, right? In pen. You cannot erase the goals because that's what you have. You got to have to. Now, the plans, however, you can write it in ink or erasable, you know, that whiteboard ink. You know, you can erase them, basically. So authenticity makes it easier to choose your next steps, as everything you do will reflect to your values and where you want to go. Again, this is part of the roadmap to sustainability. So being authentic means that you stay true, you stay genuine to yourself. By extension, remain true to the goals that you have already made as well. Authenticity makes it easier to choose the next step that you want to take, right? As everything you do will reflect to those values and where you want to go. You protect yourself from less than favorable influences. So if you're authentic, people who aren't as open or truthful in their own lives will tend to shy away from you. This is all my personal strategies and this personal, hacks or tips, they call it these days, right? Hacks, you know, that you may want to consider to deploy as well. You know, this is just some really strategic where I want to share with you. Even when they don't, your inherent honesty is going to make it easier for you to spot people who aren't as authentic as you are. Again, you know, authenticity is a lot of deep work internal. And I, you know, to that extent, I want to say that it does involve, you know, you with your gut feeling, basically, you with intuitive, you know, you with intuition, you with intuitive decisions, right? You with intuitive vision, you know, all of these things are in that play of authenticity. So people want to be around you. Okay, people want to be around me. When you're authentic, people know they can trust you. They want to be around you. So looking for people to work with on a project, you will have plenty of volunteers. That's how I gain all of the volunteers from a nonprofit, you know, because they've seen the leadership, right? The servant leadership. And they've seen the work the grassroots works, the work that the that I've done and I've completed together with them, you're right, with other individuals that are in same alignment of my vision and, you know, organization, the organizational vision and mission. So, you know, everybody else would be like, okay, we see the authenticity in her, and then we want to, you know, we can trust and we want to be around that. We want to work on the same project with them. So, you know, it become really, really easier. Even in social situation, you're going to find yourself the center of attention more often. You know, you'll make better connection with people who are interested in helping you on the road to success, road to sustainability, road to success. So next is this, you're quick to learn new things. So being authentic means you're not going to waste time lying to yourself and being untruthful, not truthful to yourself. If you're stuck or don't know what to do next, you're more likely to look for solutions and find them, leading to more successful outcomes. So these are just, you know, measurable steps that we can deploy, taking action, basically. No regrets. How many times has your gut tried to tell you something was wrong? I mean, I get this all the time, right? I follow my gut, my gut feelings, my intuition, or that you were heading off on a tangent. Authentic people tend to pay more attention to these feelings, right? It's so true. You gotta have to follow the gut feeling. You're intuitive. Paying attention to your gut feelings will stand you in good stead because more often than not, your intuition is always right. Trust me. When it comes to making other decisions, authenticity will guide you to do what you really want to do, or over what you should do, right? Over what you should do. Listen to your intuition and you'll find you have this less regrets, fewer regrets, and more achievements. You're seen as having integrity. All right, so people around you see that, okay, Nikki has integrity. Reputation matters. Yes, it is perhaps the most significant help in achieving success. But there's no but. If people see you as being real, they're going to support you in whatever you do. It's just that. Simply stated, just that. Success comes naturally from here on. This will propel also, guys. I want to take this segment to next segment. Okay, the benefits, like I said, you know, I promise you guys to share some of the benefits of being your authentic self. Okay, you ready? Being your authentic self sounds wise, right? Sounds like, okay, all right, this is pretty wise, you know. She knows what she's talking. She knows her shit. She knows her stuff. And she knows this from experience, basically, right? But did you know that being true to yourself has this range of benefits? Studies have shown that authenticity is more than a feel-good way of life. It is good for your health, relationships, even your career. So here are some of the top benefits of living an authentic life. Greater self-confidence. To live authentic life has significant effect on your self-confidence. This is very simply stated, right? You're living an authentic life, you have significant effect on your self-confidence because it goes hand in hand. You like yourself more. You trust your judgment. You acknowledge and work within your own unique set of skills and also your unique sets of talents. And you make better choices that align with how you want to be. How you want to be and navigate this whole thing called, you know, process and plans and everything to the roadmap to success, right? You have more respect. As your confidence grows, you'll inspire respect in other people as they see you, right? They view you, they see you living in your truth. Everyone wants someone to look up to, and people recognize and respect authenticity. You'll find yourself being a role model for other people too. You know, this is all what the benefits, that come out of being authentic yourself, right? Your authenticity. Greater trust. You have a greater trust. When people see you living in alignment with your values, seeing you being straightforwardly yourself, the trust in you will soar. And trustworthy people make great leaders. If you become known for being honest and trustworthy, you're more likely to be promoted or given opportunities. You know, I want to open up another episode just talking about this in respect to how, you know, your presence in social media, being a virtual space, virtual world, basically, that we live in today's modern world, right? I want to talk about how this, you know, when people see you living in alignment with your values, equate to this trustworthy people make great leaders, and then you become known being honest and being trustworthy, and then you're gonna be more likely to be promoted in your workplace, and then be given opportunities, and there's gonna be open doors and everything. I want to talk about this specifically, so yeah, hang tight. I'm gonna create that episode a little bit later in my Leadership 365 Prior Leadership 365 series episode podcast here. All right, next, better health. Yeah, damn right, it's better health. Living in alignment means you're much more likely to take care of yourself. You prioritize this health, right? Your health. You prioritize the self-care. You prioritize your rest and balance. Researchers found that when we committed to living authentic life, we're more likely to eat healthy foods, right? We more likely to exercise and to get regular physical exams. I do this diligently, especially, ever since I've known me, and since the birth of my son, at 30s and 40s, now 50s, the last three decades, I take this seriously. I take the regular physical exams. And when do I do it? At the beginning of the year. So why? Because you won't forget it. Because when you schedule physical exams, annual physical exams, like in the middle of the year, you're going to get lost in the mix. I never done it in the middle of the year. I've always done it at the beginning of the year. That way that you always get reminded yourself. And then these days with the medical alerts and notification, they'll prompt you. You know how they prompt you? Because of your last physical exam. So they'll remind you from based on that history of. So just to give you a really basic small gem there. That's how I know. Okay, being your authentic self also sets you up for better mental health, as you are calmer, less conflicted. I want to insert that. Less conflicted and are generally around happier, well-rounded human, right? Because you accept, you accept yourself. You respect yourself. You have self-dignity, and you're living in truth. You're living in alignment with all of the things that you do, that you say that you do. Right? There's no lies there. There's no untruth. There's no, and that's another thing too, on top of what I just said earlier about the social media presence, being transparent, let's say, because, I think that's important, but is it really important? I want to turn around and ask the questions to you guys who are listening to my podcast, but hang tight. I'm going to set up that episode. I think it's going to be fun, that segment, because I think we need to discuss that, right? We need to share that, also our thoughts, because of the world, how it's changing, how it's being, everything is rapidly turning and pivoting and transitioning to a different flow, I should say, right? To a different frequency, to a different vibration, right? But it's called change, right? As you already know, change is constant. Change may be uncomfortable, but it's a matter of how we respond to the change and how we adapt to the change, right? And I think that's part of the process of roadmap to sustainability and roadmap to success. Okay, the next one is resilience. I love that word. I've used that word for a while now, for at least the last three years during pandemic. I mean, that resilience, word of the resilience, is really stood out for me personally. And I've been sharing it also on my LinkedIn and my business media and also podcasts. Greater resilience. People who are at peace with their true selves are much more resilient when it comes to dealing with the turbulences in life, what life has to offer, life's ups and downs. They we deal better with stress, which in turn has great benefits for for our physical health. We don't spend our lives in a cortisol soup that comes from being highly stressed, basically. The dolphin brains or something like that, right? Better relationships also good. I was just talking to my mentor 2 days ago. Yeah, because every week I try to stay connected with her. Better relationship, being authentic leads to better relationship, because you're not pretending to be someone else. It's so true. In some kind of words that way, I kind of like proposed that to her, and I said, yeah, you just have to be true to yourself, Because if you're not pretending to be someone else, I mean, it's much easier, you know. I mean, to speak, to dialogue with people, to convey, to communicate with your staff, to convey, you know, with upline and downline, you know, linear communication, basically, in your organization, right? With your board advisors and also with your team members. So you can be honest and straightforward about who you are and what you value without fear of being judged. It's under construction with everyone, under construction. I don't care who you are, what you are. People always constantly, continuously working on this. The biggest celebrities even admit this. Okay, the biggest influencers, the biggest, the highest paid influencers, the highest paid celebrities still claim that he and she still working on this. I call it a under construction zone for everybody in part of their ecosystem. You're also better at managing boundaries and less judgmental of your partner. I've practiced this ever since my second marriage, basically, by forgiving and by accepting. By forgiving, accepting, and then by knowing, understanding that it's a constant under construction process. So with all of those three aspects, you know, layers of dimension that I just told you, that you possess that, you own that. Like, okay, this is my authenticity, right? This is me. This is not fear of being judged, basically. But you're also managing boundaries, right? You draw the line and less judgmental of your partner. Ultimately, living an authentic life means that when you come to the end of your natural life, there shouldn't be any regrets. Yeah, this is, you know, we watch those videos. It's like, you know, you're gonna regret on the day that your last day is like, yeah, you don't want to get there like that, right? You've probably seen those lists of top regrets of the dying and resolve not to be one of those people. Start now by choosing of life or to live authentically. Start today. If you haven't, choose to live authentically. Choose to be authentic and choose to be happy. And that's an inside job. We all know that. You know, your partner is not going to hand you over in a silver plate or on a bouquet of flowers. Like, here's your happy pill or here's your happiness. You know, go be happy in our lives, in our marriage. You can't. Happiness is inside job. You gotta have to cultivate that yourself. It's inner. Internal, right? Internal self. Be authentic. There are benefits of living by your own rules. And I want to end it with this segment because I think it's important to also, you know, introduce this, that there are benefits of living by your own rules, right? From childhood on, we are taught to fit in, right? First of this segment, I proclaim that from childhood on, we are conditioned to not speak to this, you know, to strangers, right? Because our parents told us to. But here, childhood, we are taught to fit in, right? We do what's expected. We learn to be responsible and we stop taking chances. After a while, this can feel a little boring. Worse, we start wondering who we are. It's time to take control of that. Take back the control. It's time to live by your own rules. What do they say? Unlearn and relearn, right? If you haven't started yet by having that mindset, by having the mentality, by switching to, hey, I don't know it all. I'm not the smartest person in this room. I'm still learning. You have the learning mindset. You need to start there first. You need to check in first with yourself, right? Otherwise, this what I'm about to say and share with you will not make any sense to you. Because, you know, once when you do define that, and you say, okay, I'm in the position, I eradicate, you know, that mentality of I know it all. Eradicate the mentality that, you know, no, I'm okay. You know, whatever I've learned in the past, my childhood especially, those are can be unlearned and relearned today. It's not too late. So I'm going to show you, share with you actually, okay, you can't see me, benefits of living by your own rules, living by your own terms, basically. You like yourself better. It's hard to have a lot of self-respect when you're always compromising who you are, right? When you stick to your belief system and act in ways that are authentic to yourself, you will find you like yourself a whole lot more because it's called self-love. It's been toying around this words, right? The terminology, self-respect, self-love, self-care. you know, I've used this word for a decade now, self-love, you know, through self-care, do the yoga, do meditation, do your mantra, do your affirmation, all of this stuff, right? And then the next is that others will like you better. You're not the only one who's going to notice a change. When you stop wearing the mask and trust others with who you are, people appreciate your authenticity. Self-talk. This kind of honesty also gives them the space to be vulnerable, transparent, all of these things, something which is hard to find, right? It's no wonder they'll respect you more when you are yourself. You know, there is another layer of thinking that I was going to share, but I kind of like, you know, I went too deep on the others who like you better. So I could, but I'll get back to it once when I remember it, right? You bounce back. That's the next one. You bounce back, right? If you fail, that's on you. That's okay. Accept whatever lessons experience teaches you and move on. It's called life lessons, not failure. It's life lesson, life lessons. You know, you don't lose, you don't win, you learn. When you lose by your own rules, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It's so true. I practice this so long now. I think I started practicing this almost 30 years ago when I failed in my marriage, my first marriage, right? You know, my ex-husband never like came back. I mean, just left us when I was pregnant and my kid, well, his kid too, but you know, my son unborn, I was pregnant. You know, I felt like I failed. I mean, just this morning I was in tears too, because I think that I felt like I failed, you know, parenting, let's say, you know, it's something that you need just to let go and accept that the lesson, the experience that teaching you, and then you need to move on, not just move on, but move forward. Because move on is just move on. Move forward, you have plans. How you're going to get there? Navigate through the process to reach your goal, basically, right? But when you lose your own rule, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, right? You bounce back. More intimate relationships, right? This is also when you live in your own terms, in your own, you know, life, your own rules, basically. How can anyone possibly fall in love with a fake person? When you're always showing the other person your best self, they never get to know the true you. Relationships grow and relationships develop where there's intimacy. Intimacy comes from being honest, right? So this is a whole lot of conversation, guys, relationships, right? I'm not talking about business. I'm talking about, you know, marriage, let's say, personal relationships, right? Intimacy and all this, a whole lot of conversation. It can be applied also, applicable to business relationship, but there is a whole lot of conversation. I'd love to talk about this. If you're listening to my voice right now, if you're interested in listening to this and me sharing, you know, some of what I know, what I've experienced in, you know, a couple of marriage relationships and broken, and, you know, everybody gone through brokenness, right? But how you deal with it and how you respond to it and how you manage to fall through and then to manage to move forward with plans, with still reaching to your goals, and got up and dust off yourself, and then, you know, stop crying, and then just go, you know, bite the bullet and just go with your grit, basically, with integrity, and be authentic yourself. I mean, this is what I want to talk about, right? But if you are listening and then you say, yeah, hell yeah, I want to listen from you, Nikki, leave me a comment, leave me, you know, just, you know, or just DM me, direct message me in any of my social media or LinkedIn. You can find me on nikkidare.com/IN/NikkiDare, my first and last name, or just, you know, reach out to me and then let me know, and, you know, drop me a comment on this podcast and just say, yeah, we want to hear a podcast segment talking about intimate relationships, you know, like marriage relationship and everything like that. And when I can share some of my experiences too, that I can, you know, perhaps share some strategies or tips that had worked for me. All right, moving on. You'll rediscover passion. When you're always doing what everyone else wants, it's hard to feel fulfilled in your own work, in your own cups, they call it. Like, when you set your own goals and aspire to reach your dreams, you will find life much, much more rewarding. You can never be delighted unless you are excited about what you're doing. Here's where the passion really, you know, lies, right? This is where the passion resides. So you don't miss out when you live on your own rules and your own terms. Don't you hate regrets? When you look back on your life, what would you most like to see? Do you want to be able to say, I did what everyone expected? Or would you rather say, I realized my dreams? Which is better? All right, leave me a comment. So next one, you discover optimism. In the end, it's easier to look forward to a day where you know you're pursuing the things that you are deeply passionate about. Here's happiness and a whole lot of optimism towards what comes next. You're going to find there are still times when you need to live by someone else's rules. This is commonly expected. It would help if you drove the speed limit. You can just take what it isn't yours. But on the other hand, you can just, you know, the other hand, those times where you do have control, you're going to find yourself much happier when you call the shots, when you basically lay down all your own rules and own terms, live on your own terms, basically. Be yourself, do your own thing, embrace life, and only follow the rules that when you have to. You know, I'm not talking about like be rebellious, but you know, I'm at the age where like I really don't care about all of this stuff, right? That doesn't matter to me. Doesn't really put any significance to my life. So I'm inviting you guys to really do, embrace life with and focusing in life what that 1% that matters most in your life, right? Whatever it is, the 1%, focus on that today. And focus on that tomorrow. Focus on that the next day. Focus on that the following day. So be your authentic self. And I hope, as always, this has been really helpful to you and brighten your day with this immense of inspiration, I hope. And I hope that you have the biggest takeaway today listening to this for the last almost an hour now. As I always hope this has helped you continue to propel forward to the success and propel forward to the life that you deserve to live. Only you can make this happen. So hopefully my team and I are here to help. We are currently transitioning to new homes for both Nikki Dare and, I said it before, the Leadership 365 and Dare Education. I know I haven't really talked much about that because I've been really putting it down due to my health and surgeries that I had back in 2021, in mid-2021. But I'm back on the saddle. So guys, thank you so much. NikkiDare.club. Leadership365.club. Leadership365.club. Next one is NikkiDareEducation.com. NikkiDareEducation.com. Again, those three websites, NikkiDare.club, Leadership365.club, NikkiDareEducation.com. We look forward to seeing you and serving you, continue to serve you and our communities here. Team together, everyone, achieve more. Hope this has been enjoyable, education, insightful. As always, leave a comment below of your thoughts. And what was your biggest takeaway from this leadership episode? And I hope you enjoyed it. Dare to live, love, lead fearlessly. Hope to see you again next time in my next leadership session. And don't forget, iHeart and everything else. Good to see you guys. Thank you for listening again. Selamat pagi, buenos dias, good morning, sabah al khair, bonjour guys. Thank you so much for listening again. It's been enjoyable. Thank you. Good night.
You have been listening to Nikki Dare's Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nikkidare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nikkidare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nikkidare.com. Join her next time, Living in Purpose and Passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.